slide, reported cases by sexual orientation and history of intravenous drug use. And we've broken this down into males that are homosexual or bisexual, and 11.4% fall into this category, and it breaks down to yes and no history of drug abuse, as well as unknown. Those males that are heterosexual with regard, again, their history of intravenous drug use, yes, no, and unknown. The unknown category, that is, their unknown as to sexual orientation and to some extent their history of intravenous drug use, and in some cases, no history, and in a few, it's unknown as to whether or not they were intravenous drug users. Female, heterosexual, 59 cases, approximately half gave a history of intravenous drug use, half a history of no intravenous drug use, and two, it was unknown. This slide shows the hierarchical risk groups, and the risk groups from all of the previous information clearly indicates that homosexual or bisexual males, 72.7%. Intravenous drug users with no history of homosexuality, 15.9%.